of Shut Pri Yitzchak Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph. And I mentioned at the end of the shiur last week, his thesis was that you're not allowed to say Shema without the brachos. It may not be done. And this is his explanation of the opinion which is discussed in Rav Haigon and the Rosh and Siman Aleph and Perek Aleph, which seems to reject our perspective, Rashi or Ben Yonah, the Mekayim, everything. They daven in Marv early, so you daven with them. They say Shema, the real Shema, is later on, the first Rashi in Shas. Says, how come the Rav Haigon didn't even quote that as a possibility? So he has a chiddush that he thinks that this Rav Haigon is of the assumption that it's impossible to say the Shema without a bracha. And in fact, quote the Rashi is what we do every single day, whenever you daven early. So you're davening, you're saying that's a fake Shema in Shul. The real Shema is in effect Kriya Shema Lamita, no brach. Can't do that. As further evidence, he quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah we saw, that we reviewed last week, that in fact there has to be a brach according to some. Either Asher Kedushan and Mesosav is another Allah Shema, which is Rabbi Amram Gaon, to quote the Rabbeinu Yonah that Aleph from an Aleph. Or Rabbeinu Yonah says that, you never heard such a thing. So make a new brach. The brach is called Avas Olam. You know, you made an Avas Olam already 4 hours ago when you davened the early minyan, early Ma'ariv, that was the Avas Olam B'Torah's Berichos Kriyashma, right? It's part of the whole framework. But now you're saying the real Shema, you have to again say Berichos Avas Olam, because otherwise it's going to just be a Kriyashma without a Bracha. Kriyashma without a Bracha by him is a terrible thing. Can't be. No, what a Rashi in the Shulchan Aruch hold? We hold against it. We hold, apparently. There's no such thing. That the Birchas Kriyashma are Birchas Shemach Vahodah. It's very nice to say the Shema in the context of these brachas, but if you can't, you can't. That's all. Never is finished. What kind of is? That's what I'm trying to rebut. There's no such thing. No such is. Now, you'll ask, how come there is no Birchas of Asher Kedushanu? So we explained a few times already that once Chazal introduce different brachas, there's no brachas on mitzvah. Again, as the Balamor says, there's no bracha on shofar. There's no such thing. Some say the tkoa shofar, the shmoa shofar. There's no bracha. Because they already made malchus, zichronos, and shofars. Right? That's what the Balamor said. The Netziv, right over here in our sugya, compares kriyashma to that. So the what will happen, halacha lemaisa, this is, I want to talk about it now, because as the Zman Kriyashma gets getting earlier and earlier, the people are going to be stuck in situations where the shul that they normally dominate is not going to make it. My shul is going to make it straight through, because we dominate at 8:30. And we hustle a little bit. The earliest it gets now is 10 after 9, so we'll make it. But the shuls that start a quarter to 9, it's finished. Right now it's no good. What are you supposed to do? You know the Priya success? Daven v'yichidus. It's fighting words. Daven v'yechidus rather than daven in the minyan in your community, which starts at 9 o'clock or a quarter to 9. It's time of the year. 3 cents. What are you going to say? What do we tell everybody else to do? Say Shema. They give an announcement. Say Shema. I daven last Friday night. I daven in the late minyan, but the early minyan they give an announcement. Please say Shema when you get home. Right. So, but there's no brach on that. That's Amidic. The Priyotuk said that Amidic is incorrect. He wants a paskin. It's impossible to have any Shema without a brach. That's amazing. That's what he says. Now, the question is, does anybody really hold that way? He says Rabbeinu Yonah holds that way.
Who's the Priyotuk?
Oh, who's the Priyotuk? A little biography. He was the Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. He's known as Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser or Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberger. He was the Rav in St. Petersburg, which is, you know, was the very northern. That's one of the reasons he has his famous chuvas about what you do when there's manna or off, because up there, you know, it's close to the Arctic Circle. It's manna a little wild over there. That's who he was. He moved to Yerushalayim, and I believe it's his stepson, if I'm not mistaken, was Rav Moshe Shatzkis, who was a rabbi here in our yeshiva. And he printed the Priyotzuk, the second line at least, and he has a Horus. So that's he is connected even to what, to our Makom Tara. Anyways, he was considered the great Talmud Chacham of his time and place. So he's pinning this on Rabbeinu Yonah. Right? Rabbeinu Yonah says, you got to either say, Asher Kedushanu Shema or Avas Olam. No, we do nothing. So his main man is Rabbeinu Yonah. I want to rebut it from Rabbeinu Yonah himself. How so? The Rajba in the Sefer Shabbos quotes his Rebbe. And his, the Rajba's Rebbe Stam is Rabbeinu Yonah. Who says the following? What will happen if you start a meal and now you run into Zman Kriya Shema? You're in the middle of a meal. Must you stop in the middle of the meal or not? Says the Rashba, according to Rabbi Rabbeinu Yonah, you really should stop in the middle of the meal. But you know what? It's hard to stop in the middle of the meal. You know, your wife's getting upset, the people, the guests are on the table. You know what you do? Stop for 2 minutes and say Shema, and the rest will say later. Because Shema is the Doraisa, the rest is the Rabbanan. So for the Rabbanan, once you start early, you're not machiv to stop in the middle. What do you see from this? For a small reason, you know, not such a big reason, not to get involved in breaking up the meal for too long, you're going to say the Shema Doraisa without brachas. So how can the Priyitzla claim that Rabbeinu Yonah is so into this theory, it's impossible to have Shema without brachas? That's why he requires Asher Kedushanu. That's why he requires Avas Olam. Whereas the Rabbeinu Yonah himself says that if you're in the middle of a meal, you can say Shema without any brachas. That's what I think. He has another Rabbeinu Yonah on his side. If you recall, we saw it a few times already, the famous Mishnah that if a person is in the water, in the mikveh, and the sun's about to rise, what does he do? He's in the water because of Takanas Ezra, he quickly jumped, goes underneath, comes up, the sun's about to rise, quickly says the Shema, right? Says the Shema, and then what? And then what? And then what? So Rabbeinu Yonah says it's better to be mevatel smichas gul letfila by saying Shema, the water before Neitzachama, in order to say it right. Frek the Priyitzchok, what's the problem? Just say Shema only before the sun rises. That's what Rabbi Shachter does. And then, just stop and regular later on. What's the problem? Says the Priyitzchok, the problem must be, that's an impossibility. You can't do what they back the table, Shabbos, 9 o'clock on Shabbos, make sure to say Kriya Shema before you come to Shul. It doesn't work. So you couldn't just say Shema in the water. I have a couple of problems. One, if he's right, even if he is right, which we don't understand, what bracha would you say would be necessary to solve the so-called problem that you can't say Shema without a bracha? I would have said, you need a bracha before the Shema. Like Avas Olam, like Asher Kedushanu. This guy didn't make any brachas at all. He's in the water. He can't say a word until he goes to the mikveh. He went to the water. What's the max he could possibly say? Gal Yisrael, that he could do. And then the question is mixing is goofing smichel tefillah, goofing smichel gul tefillah. That's going to solve the problem. He says Gal Yisrael after he finishes Shema. If there is a problem, this would solve it.
Why couldn't he say it so long?
He was still a Balkari.
As soon as he comes up,
the guy went into the water. If he has enough time to say Avos Olam, he's not going to get dressed. I mean, it's not a great thing to say Shema naked. We don't encourage this, you know. He's counting seconds. So he had no time. That's what I would have said. You know, I don't know. And if he had enough time, he knows he has another minute. Instead of saying Gol Yisro, what should he have done? He should say Abba Rabba and Krishma, and then come up and do Gol Yisro, Smuchas Gol Tfil later on. I mean, if there's enough time for Gol Yisro, Abba Rabba shorter than Gol Yisro. Pretty sure, count the words. Kitzah, I don't see how Gol Yisro takes care of the problem. We had a different shot. Rabbeinu Yonah was of the opinion that smichas gul letfila in shachris is that krishma daraisa should be close to the tefila, and therefore depend upon zman krishma, and the ikas zman krishma is before neitzachama. That's why the Rabbeinu Yonah insists on doing it on his way, but not because there's any such issue in the first place. The truth is, this shaila is not the first time this has happened. That tzibur kept davening late. Only happens in our shuls. Why don't you turn to see what the Raivan and the Balamor say about such potentially similar situations in the back? Days of an Aleph in this edition.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it possible to make a chiluk between people that are going to daven, and then we tell them, look, if you're going to daven, then we want you to do it the right way with the Berachos of Kriyat Shema. But if you're stuck somewhere in an awkward situation because we're worried they're not going to say Shema at all.
Oh, that's a very, very good question. Excellent question. So the Ravid, we'll start the Ravid first. That's on Beis of an Aleph. No, it's an Aleph and Beis. Aleph and Beis. There, I think. Yes. Yeah. So the Balamor, at the very, very end of Aleph and Aleph, quotes a Talmud Yerushalmi. The last five words. Rav Yossi, Rav Acha, Nafkan, Tanisa. There was a Tainus. Osa Tzibura, Boy, Mikri, Es, Shema, Boser, Tlas, Shoen. Here we go. It's our case. It's saying the Shema after the Zman Kriyat Shema is over already. Boy, Rav Achi, Mamchim, B'yod. I want them to protest. Right? Protest can't happen. Omer, Rav Yossi, Malo, Koro, Bo, Noso. Don't worry, they already read Shema, and it's time. Klum, Ein, Koro, Noso, Ela, Kedei, Lamad, B'tfilim, B'tof, Divrei, Torah. So don't worry about it. They already said the Shema early. Amalei, as you said, if they had yotos, shelo yomim bonosa hein koronosa. People may think it's Zman Kriyat Shema. It's 10 o'clock. They're not gonna know that the people have said the Shema earlier on. This is how the Rishalmi says. Says the Balamor, a unique pshat in this Rishalmi. Nire, he said, ki esrim v'arba brachos to tanesa hayu mispalim kein musafin. You know, the 24 brachas is also going to be set the times. So you koron the faner krishma below brachas. Kelama mitzvila mitov divrei Torah. Vadayne los rael hakum krishma kodesh man. In other words, it's a whole loop shot. They daven the whole davening. A whole shma, b'choser, shachris. All that was done in its right time. Now they get into some kind of a pseudo musaf, and then would say shma just before. So nothing to do with anything we discuss. That's how the balamar loop shot. No right to anything. The Ravid says no. Amar Avram, Da ki b'tainas tibur b'tainas shemavodas me'olam b'hispalo el b'smichas gulu l'tfila u'v'krishma. Aval hu ma'achrim es ha'kol, like an hour shulchan Shabbos, ever was postponed. B'pnei shahoyu mamtinin es ha'om k'ladaba b'fneim divrei kivushin v'nyonei tshuva. You know what's going on? They all missed Zman Krishma with the brachas in order to say shmusa. It's unbelievable. In effect, justify, again, if you assume that the rabbi can't get away with the earlier davening on Shabbos morning, he's in effect justifying the 9 o'clock Shabbos morning minyan. They did it then. Then they did it to give Musa. Then they did it because the rabbi can't keep his job if he wants to move to 8:30. Okay, that's also Musa. So, keep a job, how to support your kids. So that's also a shtickle Musa. So, but if there's a legitimate reason, the rabbi is saying what they did at Tainis Tibur to give Musa, was that everybody would say Shema, and you get an impression only it's enough to say one pasuk, and they have to say a whole parsha, or three parshas that we say. We have three parshas, you know, later or earlier, if the tzibur was early or late. He said, no, get a, okay, so pasuk, three parshas, but it was all done before. So this is clearly against the priyitzcha. So black on white, as a Krishna.
What's about Hashem Hu Elokim?
Yeah, I don't know, I don't know where that came from. I don't know, Hashem Hu Elokim. I don't know. Maybe that some people said it in the morning. I don't have it in the Asadur. I don't know what it comes from. That's the Ravid sheet. The Balamor's own sheet. The Ramban says it's all wrong. The Ramban had an incredible pshat over here. Ramban is not found here, it's found in the Mishnah. It's Chidushim Matayinus Av Tesvav. When the Ramban says, everybody said Shema and the Brachas at home. With the Brachas. Till Gal Yisrael. And they came to Shul together for this Shmona Esrov. You'll ask me a good question. What? Smichas Gula Tevila. For those who know, the answer is the Ramban did not hold Smichas Gula Tevila to be so important. And we saw this last time. According to Ramban, no one ever did Smichas Gula Tevila. The average year and the average day didn't do Smichas Gula Tevila. They did it once, they were smiling all day. That's a. So Tosis reinterpreted the Gemara, they did it once, give a seeking. They always have Smichas Gula Tevila. By Tosis, Smichas Gula Tevila is the highest in the pecking order. According to Ramban, it's very low in the pecking order. If the Horayans, on his tainus, they'd all say Shema until Gol Yisrael. Then they'd meander around, and they come to Shul half an hour later, and touch one Ezra. And they say Shema again, maybe, you know, just as a prelude. That's the Ramban's trap. Okay, now, if the Ramban were right, then the Pri Yitzchok is in good shape. Right? Because they said the Shema with the Brachas. Only thing is one thing. The Ramban is, I don't think the Ramban is wrong. La halacha, the Ramban is wrong. No one accepts the Ramban Lemaisa. We assume that Sefirah School of Tefillah is the number one priority. Ramban put it down at the bottom of the list of priorities. Right? Those who have a good memory, we've seen it a few times. So therefore, since we pass in Sefirah School of Tefillah is correct, therefore we pass in against the Ramban, we pass in presumably like the Ravid, and therefore it's felt, I mean, like the Ravid. So it comes out that the Raya, the Shita of the Pri Yitzchak, they say Shema with the Brachas and Shmonas with the Yechidus, is against both the Ramban and the Ravid. They're both against it. The Balamor is not against it. The Balamor is a unique pshat. So it's not for, it's not against it. But you have a Ravid and Ramban against you.
Why is it against the Ramban?
Because the Pri Yitzchak said that you should, if a typical person is told that davening tomorrow at 9 o'clock on Shabbos morning, what you should do is Dam Yechidus. Everything Yechidus. Ramban said, no, say Shema B'Yechidus and then Shema Esrei with the Tibur. So it's against everybody. Fine. Okay. Why is the Ravid have enough to have one Pasuk? This goes back to a previous discussion we had. The Ravid, like the Ramban in Rosh Hashanah, only one Pasuk is called Shema. The rest is called Tefillah. They don't have to make it in the proper Shema. Fine. Having discussed this case with the people diving too late, let's revisit the question we spoke about at the very beginning. Where the people daven too early. That happens now, of course, Friday afternoon for those who daven in the early minyan. Much too early. Much too early. Okay? So the Rashba likes Rashi's minyan. What we do is what we did in Ashur. Everyone davens early and they say Shema at the end later on. Why? Because Tefillah B'Tzibur, says the Rashba on that base, is more important than Smichas Gula Tefillah. What do you mean? I do? We had both. We had Smichas Gula Tefillah as well.
Sounds like a right to the priest, huh?
Well, hold on, slowly. I get the impression like this. What did Rashba say? Let's assume for argument's sake, he says, that there's no smichas gul l'tfilo not bisman krishma. We spoke about that a few times. The Gra, like we understood the Gra, again, the Mishmur didn't know what the Gra was talking about. The Gra presumably held can only fulfill smichas gul l'tfilo bisman krishma. He said it. All the Rashbosim suggested, even at night, we had a distinction between day and night, if you recall. Day the Eagle was Krishma, the night the Eagle was Tefillah, Gula Tefillah, that's all Shia we gave a while ago. The Rashbos says, even if you'll assume that there's no Smichas Gula Tefillah, so when they daven the early minyan this past week in our shul on Friday, that all the people missed on Smichas Gula Tefillah, all right, so what? It's still more important to daven Betzibu. The only minyan you have is an early minyan. Pays that they would daven in early anyway, because you're davening b'tzibur. There's no minyan. All right, that's what the Rashba says in his shichidushim on that base. Because the question will become, wait a second. What do Rabbi Shechter does again? What does that mean? Daven shmon esrei with the tzibur only, and do what? Shema with the brachas after it gets dark. What do you lose? What do you lose by doing that? You only gain, right? Why don't we do that? Why do we want to say that the Shema and the Brachas before Shmona Esrei? To fulfill what? Smichas Gula Tefillah. But the Rashba is now assuming there's no Smichas Gula Tefillah because the sun hasn't set yet. So what did Rabbi Shefta do? What do you gain by that? A new concept called what? Kriyishma del Raisa al Seder HaBrachos. The Ra'ah says that it's proper to do Kriyishma del Raisa al Seder HaBrachos. So he's not such a big fan of people who say all the things we spoke about. You daven say Shema before, and then you say the Brachos afterwards, like we do in the suspension of the 9 o'clock minyan. It's not such a great thing, because you're supposed to say Shema del Raisa al Seder HaBrachos. Doesn't the Rashba care about that? So the answer is no.
No.
He always fights with the Ra'ah. They're fighting about everything. Medica bias, Torah bias, Mishmeret. They're always fighting. The Ra'ah says it's such a concept of Shema Darais Al Seder Abrachas. And Rashba says, Lohayu Dvori Me'olam. There's no such thing. He's against the Ra'ah. Now remember the Rashba, the one who said in Shabbos Daf Tes, I mentioned it before, that if you're eating a meal, and now the stars come out, see three stars, what are you going to do? You stop the meal. You say what? Spend 2 minutes to say the Shema. You daven later on. Gvalt! What happened to Kriyishma Darais Al Seder Abrachas? There's no such thing. Lohayu Dvara Me'olam. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. Okay? Fine. The Rav Haigon, who says to do what? Shmon Esrei alone, like Rav Shechta does, and then daven everything else later on, Shema with the Brachas, he presumably holds like there are. There is such a thing. So that's why he postponed it until later on. But Amidin is not that way. Oh. The Vilna Gaon says, he doesn't go for these compromises. The same way as the Gaon was opposed to late Minyanim for Shacharis, he was also equally opposed to early Minyanim for Maariv. And in both cases, he said, better daven b'yechidus. That's it. Daven b'yechidus on Friday night, let's say, is only an early Minyan, better daven b'yechidus. Didn't say why. One shot may be, not yet Zman Maariv. That was our opening shiur, but the inconsistencies, right? That normally you daven Maariv, you've been Mincha till Sunday, you have no right to suddenly change on Friday. That's one interpretation. One interpretation. So why do you mention Shabbos in particular to grow? Well, you know, because Shabbos, we could say, it's permissible to daven earlier because of Tosefta Shabbos, and the grow says it's not true. Even Friday night's the same as Tuesday night. It's not allowed. Not allowed. That's one possibility. Fine. But if that's the case, you'd be able to daven with the tzibur from Shkia and on. We have put that so many times. The cutoff point between Mincha and Maariv is Shkia. A minute before that is Zman Mincha, a minute after that is Zman Maariv. We don't have to wait until Tetz Gochav. Tetz is only relevant for what? For Kriyishma. We don't have to wait for Shkia. The Bir Alach, when he quotes his Gra, quotes Zman Kriyishma. He interpreted the Gra to mean that it is not Zman Kriyishma, there is no Smichas Gula L'Tfil. And maybe the Gra is of the opinion. And smichas gula tefila trumps tefila b'tzibur not only by day, but even by night. We're not used to that, because we hold that you walk in late tomorrow and they're up to Kaddish, Chatzik, what do? We daven Shema Chorestrei and then say Shema later. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, and I give you a whole explanation for that reason, reason for this. The Gemara may disagree. He may disagree. Oh. The Gemara once again in the morning says, daven b'yechidus. What will he do with the Yerushalmi? Presumably in the Yerushalmi like the Balamor, that they all davened the Yechidus, then they came together and they said the Chav Dalet Brachas. And maybe the Ke'en Musafin, the Soviet Sulaim, Ke'en Musafin, the third line of the Balamor on page 2, then Ke'en Musafin is Lav Dak. We don't call it Musaf. It means they said Shema before each and every Tvila. They did it before Mincha, the Tosis in that base of Manal, perhaps. Or, we like the following fancy pshat. Even assuming the Rishami is against him, the Gra may argue that the Rishami is the Shitosa. Those who remember, the Rishami learns Pshat and Smichas Gula Tfila is only Midin Tfila. Only Midin Tfila. So we pointed out a while ago, the Rashi and Avdal quoted the Rishami. Remember that? Moshe Lamelech, you knock on the door, he goes away. Story. Not Rav Eniona's Pshat did in the Geula. So it's only a Din in Tfila. So then, if that's the Shita Sayyid Rishalmi, okay, so you don't find it, no difference in day and night. So Tefillah B'Tzibur trumps Smichas Gula L'Tefillah, because Tefillah B'Tzibur is a more important enhancement of the Tefillah. But since we paskin, that's Smichas Gula L'Tefillah, at least by day, maybe even by night, according to the Gra. Is it in the Geula, that's even more important. So therefore, we possibly would go against Yerushalmi. And therefore, the tefillah daven, Shabbos daven late on Shabbos, better daven b'yechidus, in order to fulfill smichas gula the tefillah tzvah krishma. This is Shita Sakura. He asked him what to do. He asked me what to do. Find a different minion. Find an earlier minion. It's hard for you to take sides on this one. But if it ever happens to me, it almost never happens to me. I mean, I've had cases. I've gone through a few hoops to try to avoid this. In my own shul, you know, I take care of it. But sometimes I'm a guest. Again, you're a guest. You can't. You have to be careful what you do. I've been guest, you know, when I go for simchas, my family simchas, like sometimes I'm a guest. I always try very as inconspicuously as possible to find the hashkama minyan. Yeah, the hashkama minyan is very popular. Almost wherever you go, you'll find the hashkama minyan. Some years back, there were a few simchas out of my family. One of the actors was at Oral Torah in Skokie. I was there for an ofruf. It was this time of the year. It was Adar. I found the hashkama right there in the building.
There you go.
Yeah, I found hashkama. And then I have another problem which I have over these minyanim. They don't eat on time. So I was telling you now after the fact, already 7 years later, I can give away the secret in case someone hears it. It was my son-in-law's offer, for my son Yehuda was with me. And I said, Yehuda, we have to get around this problem. I said, what we're going to do, we'll find an 8 o'clock minyan. And we'll daven. And then we set aside the night before two chalas. So we made kiddush and had two chalas. And right away. And then we were still able to walk into the main minyan. They had hardly started. It was inconspicuous. We had davened already, but we sat there, we chuckled a little bit, and I knew the difference.
So if you're sitting and chuckling, then you're inconspicuous.
Oh, so then I didn't chuckle. I don't know. I don't remember. then, so my son Yehuda himself got married a very short while later. We ended up shaving brachos in Tinek, where his wife is from, and the same thing happened again. They're davening in the Nusuf Sfarad Shul in the B'nai Shurim. And again, they were missing this man. This was March, and this is March, it was missing this man. No, you know what to do. So we found Ashkama Rabbi Nuber in the Shul. So we did exactly the same thing. We did Ashkama Rabbi Nuber in the Shul, and then we walked. I remember that walk. That walk to me was an eye opener. I walked from Rabbi Nuber in the Shul to B'nai Shurim. I think I saw two cars. It's about 15-minute walks. My eye, no. I think today's kind of like B'nai Brak. I know two cars.
So you have to plan the simchas around the calendar.
The answer is you have to be ready. You have to wake up a little bit earlier and do things that don't make a difference. If you have to be caught, you get stuck, you can't help it. You know, they missed this man. I think I had another simcha. I think I was saying with two gods and offer. I think they also missed this man. They also had to find the hashkama. The hashkama is very popular way out of this problem. I think it's worth making the effort to do a little bit of finagling to get out of it. If I was pushed with come to shove, which has happened, I would follow the traditional shita and say Shema alone early, and then daven with the oil. Maybe missing smichas gula tefillah according to the Gra. First of all, Shabbos. Some say there's no smichas gula tefillah on Shabbos because it's not Yom Tzora. You know, Yad Hashem be Yom Tzora. It's the Gav Hashem like Yaakov. You know, if you want to be a real lamdan, it's the following thing. You know about that shita. Some will say there's no sefirah school tefillah on Shabbos at all. Ever heard of that one? I'm not sure I'll be able to show it to you. Maybe if you look on the Rosh. A lot of these things are on the bottom of the Rosh. I'm not sure if it's really there. But I just want to say a new shtickle Torah to defend what goes on in some of these shoes. Because primarily these are on Shabbos, right? If not for Shabbos, you know, these things don't happen usually. It's usually a Shabbos problem. So if you can find the Rosh and sefirah school tefillah, he may actually quote this, which the Ramo does quote, but I want to show it to you. Where is this? Would be here. It's in page. It's Simon Hay in Perik Aleph. It's page 4. Hold on. Let me see if I can find. I want to show everybody if I can find it. I'm not sure if it will be here. Let's see. Sometimes there's a quote. Mm-hmm. I don't see it. Okay, what it does say is that since one of the sources for Smichas Gula Tefillah, as Rashi quotes, it says in the end of the 19th parak of Tehillim, it says Hashem Tzuri V'Go'ali, and parak Chaf of Tehillim begins Yad Hashem b'yom tzara. So therefore, that's smichas gula l'tfilu. Says the Ramah, quoting from earlier sources, I'm just not finding it right here, that Shabbos is not a yom tzara. Right? As it's not a yom tzara, there's no din of smichas gula l'tfilu at all on Shabbos. Maybe I want to make the following compromise. But even if there is a din of smichas gula l'tfilu on Shabbos, maybe it's only a din in the tefillah. Because that mashal of the Yerushalmi would still apply. So Yom Tzara, not Yom Tzara. You knock on the door, the king comes close, you don't show up, he walks away, that might apply even on Shabbos. So I want to say, maybe during the week it's a din of within Geula, because of Yom Chashem and Yom Tzara, but on Shabbos it's only the tefillah. And what we say Pshat in the Gro, why did he say that he can only fulfill Smichas Geula tefillah in Zman Krishma? Because of the Geula aspect of it, not the tefillah aspect of it. So maybe on Shabbos, maybe if that falls off. A suggestion, I'm just trying to be Malamat Chus on what I would do if I get stuck in a situation with no Ashkab in you. Alright? I'm going to try Malamat Chus on the Minig Olam as well. Okay. Let me discuss one more thing in the remaining time. The question is as follows. The Ramah himself says, if you're in a shul and you're not sure whether to make this man or not make this man, the Ramah says, you know what you do? Say Shema Korbanos. That was just on the right. Say Shema Korbanos. That's what you should do. Okay? You get the impression. You only say Shema Korbanos. You fulfill the mitzvah of Smichas Geula Tefillah later on. Right? Which is exactly what the Ravid said. It's what the Ravid said. Right? Smichas Geula Tefillah can be fulfilled later on. Otherwise, it would have been better to have Michilus. Because Smichas Geula Tefillah B'Shachris at least trumps Tefillah B'Tzibur. Right? Okay, so, okay, good. So the question is going to become as follows. If smichas gula tefillah is a din of the geula, which we kept speaking about, it would be logically preferred to assume that you could only fulfill it during Zman Krishma, because Krishma is the geula. Yet the Ramah himself seems to be saying, contrary to the Gra, that you can fulfill smichas gula tefillah even b'shachris in Zman Tefillah, because he recommends what I just said, Daven Shema only early on, and Daven with the Tzibah later on, right? Smichas Geula Tefillah. He'll tell me, so you won't do it. No, because Smichas Geula Tefillah beats out what? Beats out Tefillah B'Tzibah. So Daven B'Yechidus. You should recommend that this is a private person, should Daven B'Yechidus. So one answer might be, if you look at the Ramah's Lashon, he says, if in case you're afraid they're going to miss this Zman Krishma, they may not. So, ain't something about Tzibah Devadai. Why should I blow Tefillah B'Tzibah for sure? That's why I'll take a chance and I'll hope that I'll get everything. Worst case scenario, I have Shema Bizmano and you know, it's a calculus game. Maybe. We'll make the following suggestion. Like this. The Iker of Smichas Geula Tefillah is Zman Krishma, because the Iker is to be Masmich Kriya Shema to Tefillah. Sure, we call it Smichas Geula Tefillah, because we know in our Siddur, between Shema and Shemon Esrei, there is Gaul Yisrael. But the Iker is Shema. Because when the Vilna Gaon, when he wants to suggest a source for the fact that you have to say Smichas Geula Tefillah in Zman Krishma, look at the Gemara quotes. And after you dial it on the base, till Tetzvavim and Al, just a couple lines. When the Gemara says, Arosa Shikabal Olav Ol Malchus Shemaim Shlema, so what do you do? A whole series of things. The Yikra Kriyashma Vispal. The Yikra Kriyashma Vispal, that means that you have Kabbalah Salmach Shemaim, and then you daven. That's Kabbalah Salmach Shemaim Shleim. That's what he said, that's the source. But the truth is, it's possible that Smichas Geula Tefillah, as we know it, is a source, is Geula. And Geula is a function of Gaul Yisrael, which is a reflection of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's Gaul Yisrael all about? Half the bracha is about Yitzias Mitzrayim. We say it every day, right? Mitzrayim Gal Tonu. You know the Pesukim, the Siddur. It's all about. It's about. Therefore, maybe it depends upon Parsha, the third Parsha of Kriyishma. The Rabbeinu Yonah suggested that according to Rashi, you can fulfill the third parasha of Shema in the early reading of Shema in Shul. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. The second, the first parasha, one and two, if you don't remember that, let's turn to Aleph Amud Aleph to refresh your memory. Aleph Amud Aleph. The question is, how much of Shema must you repeat later on if you daven in an early Maghrib. How much? So the Rabbeinu Yona says as follows. This paragraph Ella, line 4. Which is a very big kiddush. He said it too early. Well, Mefarshim explained. It's only based on a ribuy of Yimei Chayecha Hayom. We spoke about this last, right before Pesach. Yimei Chayecha Hayomim, Kol Yimei Chayecha Halelos. And this is only based on Yimei Chayecha Hayomim, Kol Yimei Chayecha Halelos. That's why it's not so critical to say it so late. That's found in the Rabbeinu Yonah in our edition on page 2. Page 2. He says as follows. On the line 3 on top, Birchas Gol Yisrael, Dami Afa Pishi Skinu Shalomur Balayla, Kedegat Yisrael Mitzrayim, Shoysa Balayla, Afil Hachi Kamen Sholomadnu, Skiris Mitzrayim Balayla, Dafid Beis, Elami Rebu, the Koya Mechayacha, Vain Ksiv Shomlala Beferish, Elam Yitur Kol, Bulvad, Tashina Le, Lokashina, Ain on the Roma, also Balayla Mamish, the Kamen Shalayla, Lidin Krios Arbis, Lala, Skiris Mitzrayim. You don't believe it, right?
Well, I've never seen it. Why does the fact that it's only a ribui discount it?
Discount it gives you a little bit of a break. They can do it at a little bit earlier time. You're right. It's not a brisk Rabbeinu Yom. You're right.
For those who, if you're suggesting that some of the Tefillah means Shema, that means Shema in Birchos Seichel?
Oh, so that's the question. That's the question. With Shema with the Brachos, let's say Shema without the Brachos. Right? You know, you said Shema and Shema, one after the other. It wouldn't be the ideal, for sure not. We should, you and I shouldn't be doing it. We have to say what the brachas is, as fast as possible. That's the case. What about by day? When is Sovzman mitzvah sechiris yitzias mitzrayim by day? That's a machlokes the Shagas Ayah with the Magen Avraham. We spoke about it a long time ago. According to some, it's all day. Kol yomei chayecha, you have a whole day to do it. So if that's the case, we can understand why a person according to the Ramah can fulfill smichas gul letfila even later on in the day. We ask the kasha, but if it's a din in the geula, shouldn't it be bound by zman kriyishma? The answer is no. It's a din in the zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. It's bound by the zman of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. According to the Shagas Aryeh, that's all day. Rab Chaim is the one who said no. That zechiras yitzias mitzrayim according to the Rambam is just an outgrowth of shema and is limited by the zman of shema. But okay. Finally, that's another pshat to explain the Rambam. Possibly. It's interesting. The pasuk of Yiru'ucha im Shemesh, that is the source of the seeking, right? Where is it going on? We spoke about this a little once before. You get an impression from the Rabban, it's referring to Shmonesre. And Vaharaya, according to the Rabban, what do they do on a typical day? What did a typical Jew on a typical day? He would say Shema early, wait around 15 minutes, and if someone come up, he'd say Shmonesre. And only if he boom, got it right, he'd laugh all day if he did Smirah Skul and Tefillah. The average Jew didn't do it on the average day. So he's fulfilling Yerucha and Shemesh by davening Shmon Esrei at Nates, even though he said Gol Yisrael 10 minutes ago. You see, clear that according to the Ramban, the Iker Nekuda of Im Nates Achama is the Shmon Esrei Shabbat. That's Yerucha and Shemesh refers to Shmon Esrei. So the Vesikin, according to the Ramban, is not even a din. It's a conflation of two dinim. Number one, you have to say Shmon Esrei at sunrise. Number two, you have to fulfill Sviras Gul Tefillah. The only way you can do that is if you time it perfectly. And on the average day, when the average Jew could not time it perfectly, according to the Rabban, it would be preferred to say Shema early, to make sure you're baked, get it done before Nates, and to wait the 10 minutes till the sun comes out before saying Shmon Esrei. This is the Ramban Shita. That's the Ramban Shita. The Ramban gives an impression, it's halacha in Kriya Shema. It's a din of Kriya Shema Tefillah just before the sun rises. Remember the Rambam left out Mishayaka completely. Remember we spoke about that a few other shiur. Left out Mishayaka totally. That's the Iker Zman. That the question will be, the Rambam will hold, although Mishayaka is the Zman of, we said, Kimas Arov, most people get up. The Ramban is the one who had that amazing Kiddush we spoke about the very first shiur. that the it's preferred to say the Shema when the majority are getting up. Rambam said that? I never heard of this thing. The ideal Zman for Shema is right before sunrise. You can't do it then. Any time from Alos HaShachar would work. Doesn't make a difference. He doesn't have Mishiyakim at all. Nothing. And therefore, presumably, it would manage to work to say it until 3 hours into the day, even though the majority already gotten up before the sun rises. We understand very well the Rambam's omission of the Gemara and Aflamin. Remember the Gemara question, what do you do if you're stuck in this tough situation? Is it better to daven standing or say Smira Skula Tefillah, you know, the Derech? Rambam left the whole thing out. He says, no. That Gemara is working with an assumption that the Zman Shmon Esrei comes before the Zman Kriyishma, which is Mishayakir. So according to one opinion, the best thing to do is daven standing up in the comfort of your home, and then go on your way and say Kriyishma in the wagon when it's Mishayakir. According to Rambam, Zman Kriyishma and Zman Tefillah start at the same time. So the whole premise of the Sugya doesn't exist. Now, the Shulchan Aruch himself has Mishayakir, but he does not mention the fact they should say Shema ideally before the sun rises. That's why what Rabbi Shechta does. It's very good. The Rabbi Yonah said so. The Ramban may have said so, but the Shulchan Aruch didn't say so. Never said it. So the question will be, so why do you wait until what's Misha Yaakov all about? Either because of Mitzvah Tzitzis, or the following is so I wanted to suggest. It's enough for a small amount of people who are getting up. So therefore, after Netzach Hama, which is Yom Gomor, so you can... There's no difference between saying Shema before or after sunrise because it's Yom Gomer. But before Mishayakir, it's not quite Yom Gomer we spoke about. That may be the reason. Final point. The Be'alacha passes that Vesikin trumps Tefillah B'Tzibur. I can't handle it. What's it based upon? It's a Kavach Homer. We know to say, if you have a choice, if you say Shema without tefillin, if you're saying Tivasi, what's the proof? The guy's in the mikveh. He has his tefillin on, right? That Mishnah. He's saying Shema in the mikveh, with Shema without tefillin. So let's do the calculus. It's inequalities. So Shema before Nates is greater than Shema with tefillin. And it says in Poskim that Shema with tefillin is so important, that's more important than tefillin b'tzibur. So you should do better if you have no guys, the MTA guys, right? They have no tefillin, so they would wait around, you know, and then they daven later on. They forgot their tefillin, right? So that's what the so Kal Vachomer that Kriya Shema without before Nates is more important than tefillin b'tzibur, because Shema before Nates is more important than Shema without tefillin, you know, with tefillin, which is more important than tefillin b'tzibur. It's Kal Vachomer, in my opinion. Not such a great Kal Vachomer. It's true, Shema before Netz is a din l'chatchila midaraisa. One may say, we should still not daven b'yechidus, because Tefillah b'tzibur we suggested is more important than Shema daraisa al seder habrachas. So I think that this is incorrect. I pass it for MTA, not that way. The people should better daven without tefillin. You know what the guys are doing? The wise guys, they forget the tefillin. So one day they would hang for a whole hour of MTA down and go goof off, do all kinds of things. And then when it came to start to learning, I gotta go down. So Rabbi Finkelstein, when he was in principal, came to me, what do I do? So I passed him against his B'ri Halacha, that they should daven b'yechidus, and then after, when we're doing Chalot HaShat, they'd spar someone else's film and come to class with everybody else. Maybe we'll discuss this at a later time as well. Okay, Billy Netter, I hope to be here next week. I'm still not sure. I will hope so. I'm not sure I'm giving the official shiurim or not. So I'll be in touch with Levi, and he'll email you. You won't, but you'll be able to let the people know. Okay, go ahead.